Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me just tell you this. If you're looking for smooth, you ain't gonna get it today. Everybody is exhausted because it was a late game. Tim Zimmer in Master Control wrote some great articles. He's got some video I hope he can post to our website because he was down on the field when the confetti went off, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah, let me take a traffic update here quickly before we go to Mike Dettillier. Hey, Isaac, good morning. You're in WWL. Thank you for calling.
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. Hey, that was a hell of a game last night.
I'm telling you.
The traffic as far as you can take airline going 10 west and get off on the airport exit. You can take airline all the way up to 310, and you jump across 310 right there. It was real dense once you get back on the spillway, so... But, yeah, it's a lot quicker route than going all the way through the blocks and
that
plant traffic up.
Will that get you past the accident site? Oh, are you talking about coming in or going out?
No, going out. Yeah, you could take airline, go all the way up to 310 west, get on 310, and merge onto the spillway right there on I-10 going west.
And you'll be past the accident.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you, Isaac.
Yeah, man.
Go Tigers, huh? All right, thank you, Isaac. Mike Dettillier joins us now, WWL NFL college football analyst. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, thank you.
I saw your tweet this morning. You can follow Mike at Mike Dettillier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike tweeted it's going to be a long day, but he was going to make time for us this morning, as he always does. Mike, I don't know, man, your thoughts, your feelings, what's going through you?
No, listen, I'm thrilled. It was unexpected if you think about summertime and to see this team go 15-0 and to have the Heisman Trophy winner and the Biletnikoff winner and the top offensive line in college football and the coach of the year and everything else. So I'm thrilled for my old buddy, Ed Orgeron, and I would think he probably got the same amount of sleep I got, like 2.5 hours. But it's great because you see the pep in the step, what it does to people emotionally. And yesterday, just to see, and I'm going to send it to him. I got it sent to me. The kids here in Lafourche Parish, they had a LSU pep rally, you know, all the little school kids, and to see the thrill in them about that, and you know, maybe it affects one that, you know, here's a guy grew up in this little town and he makes it now to the top of his profession, that it motivates maybe someone else to do it. I'm thrilled for him, certainly for LSU, state of Louisiana, everything you get out of it when you win a national championship. And for these young men, it's something, you're going to lose your money one day. You know, that money's going to go and things will happen. But there's one thing they can't take away from you.
Exactly. They will never
take that
away. That
at one time in your life, you were the very best at what happens. Because things come and go.
Yep.
That's part of the world. But at that one moment, you were the best.
You can have good days. You can have bad days. Life is cyclical. You know that, Mike.
Right.
You're gonna be on a high life, the low life. But that ring, nobody can ever take that away from you. And more importantly, like you're saying, you know, for that one moment, or at least that one season, you were the best. And there is no doubt, I don't think in anybody's mind, that this is the best team far and away this season in college football.
It's the best team that has ever played at LSU.
Wow.
It's the best. I mean, I understand in 58, Billy Cannon and that group won it all.
Chinese Bandits, right? Is that them?
Yeah, but you think about it. this team goes 15-0, and they beat, at that time, seven top 10 teams in the country when they played them. It's unprecedented in college football history to do that. And, it's the wide variety from the super highly recruited player to a guy like, Justin Jefferson at Destrehan, a two-star recruit. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a kid who comes up big. He's a 5'6" running back. It wasn't a long line after Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
It's Joe Burrow is a transfer from Ohio State to LSU. So Ed was able to mix that together extremely well. That was only one person, and he told it to me in May, that would really thought they could win the national championship. That was Ed Orgeron.
And they did. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Any questions or comments from Mike? You can text them at 870-870. Mike Dettillier, our guest, WWL NFL and college football analyst, celebrating the Tigers, national champions, maybe the best team in 150 years of college football. We'll ask Mike that when we come back. 621, traffic now on WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about LSU's national championship. A great game last night. Mike Dettillier, our guest, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Mike, I don't remember, I got to be honest, but somebody texted in and said you nailed the score for last night's game. Did you? In your prediction?
I was close. I was real close. I didn't hit it because I picked 44 and I didn't pick 42.
You said 44-25, right?
Yeah, it was.
That's amazing,
close.
Man. That is out of sight amazing. Speaking of which, Clemson comes in. They got the number two red zone defense in the country. 35% of the time they're allowing touchdowns. LSU went 80% last night with four touchdowns. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is the fact that sometimes when you play a team, that's a team of destiny. And I just had a feeling that would happen with LSU, that sometimes all those stats you can throw out, they were just so good. And I didn't think LSU played, and a lot of that is certainly having to do with Clemson. Maybe it's best on offense and left some points on the off the board.
And a couple of drops.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And at the end, they took the kneel down when they could have scored again. So, again, you just soak it in no matter what. If you're a football fan, sports fan, whatever, kind of soak in this moment. That, I don't know how many more times, depending on your age, you're going to get to see this type football team that's pieced together, that everything came together just right. It's just amazing to watch. And everybody put their ego aside, and they just went out and did their job. And that's what Ed's all about. He is all about that. You just do your job. You got to sacrifice a little bit, but in the end, we all going to come out of this real well, and that's exactly what happened. And they punched Clemson. Clemson punched back. The way it started, I wondered a little bit.
Because me too.
These are the defending national champs, and they've been to a lot of these big games. They didn't show a lot of fear and didn't show a lot of missteps, but then they got hit with the tsunami like everybody else did this year.
Well, the field position was killing him. With the punter was killing him.
Yeah,
with the field position.
Really, man, that punter for Clemson, he was awesome. And Amos Morale, he sat next to me, so he didn't get in no kind of trouble or nothing. But we were surrounded by Clemson folks. I mean, we were surrounded by them the entire time, and they were in shock from the beginning of the third quarter to the end. They couldn't believe what had happened in this football game because of the fact you have so much success, and you have some tremendous football players. And believe me, I got a feeling in January of 2021, that team might be playing for all the marbles again, to see it all go down against LSU.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, that LSU punter, in a way, hit a lucky punt because it's like a drive that hits a fairway and just keeps running and running and running.
Yeah, that you got punt, a nice roll.
That kind of helped flip the field a little bit. It really did, so he should get credit for that. We'll pick it up here when we come back. 870-87, if you have any questions for Mike Dettillier. Joe Burrow, 6 touchdown passes last night. LSU wins 42-25. I got Mike's 40. Prediction down here, and it's been a long night. So give us a call, too. I want to know how you're feeling this morning, because everybody here is feeling great. A little bit tired, but great. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 644, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you want to see the best next thing to the Beatles, we've got a pair of tickets to Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience that happens Friday night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. That you can win. These 4 talented musicians and actors were handpicked by Louise Harrison, sister of the late George Harrison, and will perform songs spanning the entire career of classic early Beatles through the psychedelic era of Sgt. Pepper and the final years all the way through Abbey Road. So today and tomorrow, listen to me every hour between 6 and 10 for the Beatles Song of the Hour. Everybody's tired, so the Beatles Song of the Hour today is going to be Hard Day's Night every hour. So when you hear it, I'll give you the number to call. Caller 8 is going to win a pair of tickets to see the Liverpool Legends on Friday. So WWL general contest rules apply, and keep listening for that. Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL college football analyst. Mike, how does a coach take a group of talented players like this and take ego out of the equation? You understand, like Coach O did. How do you do that? Because a lot of coaches struggle with it.
Man, listen, all coaches struggle with it, and he has too. Listen, just sometimes the different personalities clash. But, he really thought he had a special group, and he thought that in May. And he had a special group of guys that were willing to sacrifice to get to the big game. Now, again, he had told me, not all injuries are the same. So he said, Mike, I can't, predict injuries. And sometimes you get some injuries at certain positions that it does affect your football team. But, he had never told me that. The last time we were joking, he said, when's the last time I told you that? I think I got a national championship team. And it was 2004. He was at USC.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won it too. He's pretty good. I think he's got a great gauge of his football team, and every year it changes because of the dynamics of the team. But it's difficult today to get people to sacrifice, kind of put aside, what they think is best for them to do what's best for us, so to speak, as a team. That's a difficult part of it. Because, you've got a lot of guys that have hit the high notes so many times at the high school level, and some of them are certainly at the collegiate level. It's a difficult task, believe me.
Well, everybody's a star, because if you weren't a star, unless you're a walk-on, you wouldn't have been recruited. Exactly.
Right.
So then you're a star among stars, and when you get to the NFL, then you're a star among the elite stars, and it only keeps getting, I guess, worse and worse. Mike, this whole Coach O thing seems like it could be a movie, because it's the ultimate tale of redemption. The Coach O is just all about the state, about one heartbeat, not just for the team, but for the state. In terms of family, his wife, what's his wife's name?
Kelly
is by his side immediately as soon as she can be. And I know some coaches' wives do this. But you can tell, in this case, it's different.
And his mom was on the field. She's had some back and hip issues. So her deal is, I ain't missing this. So they put her in a wheelchair, and they wheeled her out there. No, she wasn't going to miss it. She's already clamoring to Odette. She wanted a ring. No, listen, one thing with Coco, she get to the point real quick. She made it known to me. Doug Mutal called me and said, listen, can you help me kind of hook me up so I can do an interview with her? So I call her. We were on the way to Mississippi. And she's laughing. Oh, yeah. She said, he's fouls with you. He's good with me. But she said, what I'm trying to get Junior to do for me? He got to get me a ring. I said, what do you mean? She said, no. She said, when they win it all, I want a ring, and I told him I wear a size 8.
Well, let me tell you, if they ain't no Miss, if there ain't no Miss Ogeron, there ain't no Bebe, right?
Yeah, and listen, Coco, gonna get to the point real quick with it. So, you know, when you can share it with your family, I mean, that's real big. But, you know, because family for him, he feels so much more comfortable, and you can tell, even in settings, when we would do events here on the Bayou, you know, he knows he's around people that got his back. There were a lot of people, and some of them admit it, and some of them don't, that they didn't want him here, you know, and they disparaging comments.
Well, look at the
plane
ride after the Texas A&M game, right?
Yeah, and so for him, he'll never really talk about that a lot, but I know it was great motivation for him. Everybody's got a motivation in life to prove that you are good enough to get it done. And that was partially his. I'd never seen him so down. When his dad passed away, it was certainly one thing, because that's a personal deal. But professionally, when Pat Hayden, the Rhodes Scholar at USC, passed him up because he didn't fit the profile
the
of
culture,
USC.
Huh?
You know, he didn't talk right. All this and that. I'd never seen him so down in his life. And now, you know, where's Pat Hayden? Where's USC?
Yep.
And look where Ed is.
Mike, what I think is so great about this, and you told us this yesterday, and we're going to post this online. I'm going to write a blog about it today. But when you look at this man's history, he went all around the country. He went from coast to coast to get back to where he came from, and he came back with all of that knowledge and all of that experience that he picked up from some of the best coaches in college football, and all he wanted to do was bring it back home with his dream job, right? That's all he wanted to do, and by gosh, he did it.
Yeah, because, you know, for as long as I've known him, and even though I told you this yesterday, he was one of the most highly recruited football players in this area ever. His dream was always to be a coach, be a head coach, and be at LSU. Always. That's all he talked about. And, you know, and he was able to live that dream. And Bobby and I always tease him about, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, and he becomes an old pops and says, I got enough with coaching. I just want to take it easy in life. And he wanted to really kind of just spill his guts. It'd be a 5-night lifetime movie.
It really
would. Miniseries. Yep. I mean, because you wouldn't really believe some of the twists and turns in what happened with him. And yet, you know, when you see successful people, a lot of times their lives are similar. There's a lot of twists and turns in it and difficult moments and how you fight through it. And one of the things he's tried to emphasize here that there are times people from this area, you got to leave here to fulfill that dream. You got to make certain steps outside your comfort zone to do it. And that's what he did. You think about a guy from on the Bayou, you know, and McNeese in Northwestern State's one thing. But then you go to Arkansas, you go to Miami of Florida,
Syracuse.
You go to Syracuse, you go to Southern
USC,
Cal,
right.
Ole Miss, the Saints, Tennessee, back to USC. No, he got a lot of frequent flyer miles out of that. I know that.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I know you're exhausted, but you always got time for us. Have a
Thank
good
you,
day,
brother.
Man.
Appreciate it.
Get some rest. All right, Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst, 6:52. Time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.